Hachette Audio presents Cowboy Brave, a Longhorn Canyon novel. Written by Carolyn Brown. Read by Chelsea Hatfield.
This one is dedicated to my cousin, Jan Edwards Baker, for all the love and support you shower upon me. Chapter 1. Emily Baker rarely dressed up for anything, but this was an important occasion, and she wanted to make a good first impression. Judging by the applause from the Fab Five, as the quintet of residents called themselves, she'd succeeded. Of course, they usually only saw her in scrubs, so perhaps the bar hadn't been set that high.
"Go get 'em, and don't take no for an answer,"
Otis encouraged.
"Tell 'em we'll take up a collection and pay the big bucks."
The two long gray braids that wrapped around Bess's head were the only thing that distinguished her from her red-headed twin sister, Patsy. Bess waved a lace hanky at her as Emily stepped out into the brisk Texas air.
"Two bits, four bits, six bits a dollar. All for Emily, stand up and holler."
Patsy did a few snap movements like a cheerleader, and all five of them shouted like they were at a football pep rally. Then Sarah, tall and thin with chin-length gray hair, put a keychain with a rabbit's foot in Emily's hand.
"For good luck."
"Okay," Larry said. "We gotta let her go. Let's go to my place, get out the dominoes to pass the time while we wait for her to come back with the good news."
Every bit as tall as Sarah, he herded the bunch of them away from the door and down the hall. When the Fab Five had come up with the idea for a field trip, she'd tried to talk them out of it. But ever since they'd read in the newspaper last summer about underprivileged kids going to the Longhorn Canyon Ranch, they'd been begging to spend a week there, too. After a 40-minute drive, Emily found the ranch with no problem. She parked her red Mustang in front of the house and checked her reflection in the rearview mirror. She fluffed up her long, dark brown hair and reapplied her bright red lipstick. She took a deep breath and wished that she'd figured out a better plan than just flying by the seat of her pants. Trying to figure out what to say first, she wasn't watching where she was going, and her heel sunk into a gopher hole. She regained her footing just in time to avoid falling face first. But in doing so, she stepped in a pile of fresh cow manure.
Shit.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?